Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, I love that. I love that. This is the introduction right here to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger. Baldy's Breakdowns. I've been grinding here away after a trip to Brazil and Indianapolis over the weekend, and just really going through these games one by one right now. And I've seen a bunch already. Got a lot more to attack, but I wanted to kind of just give you what I've seen so far here on the best football show, where you can get this daily podcast every day on your free Odyssey podcast. You can download it, like it, subscribe to it, all that kind of stuff. You can find me all over social media at on Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, you name it. I'm all out there right now. So I put a bunch out there. But honestly, the thing, there's been a lot of impressive performances. Let me just start with Dallas going to Cleveland. This Dallas defense is as fast as I've seen. And it's just not Micah Parsons, who was awesome. I call him the MPP, the Micah Parsons problem, because that's what he is. When you chip him and you do all the things that you have to do to try to slow him down, he's like water. He's going to find its source. He's going to get to the quarterback. But for the first time since Mike has been out here on the field for Dallas, I actually saw somebody that looked actually faster than him. And that's second-year linebacker, DeMarvian Overshawn. Like, this kid is a blur. He had a great game. He started opposite Eric Kendricks, off the ball, inside linebackers. And the last time we saw the Cowboys, they got whipped by Green Bay, and their linebacking play was terrible. But, you know, one thing about Mike Zimmer is not looking to be buddy-buddy. He's not looking to be friends with anybody. He coaches hard. And sometimes players need that. So you look at DeMarvian making his start. He was impressive. Tank Lawrence, it's the best I've seen him play in years now. He was really, really good. And then this rookie corner. Obviously, Deron Bland got hurt in preseason. It was unfortunate. He's done for the year. But they started this fifth-round rookie corner from Wake Forest. Okay. When you look at Kalen Carson, I mean, he wears number 21. He's got a towel hanging out of his, out of his pants. Honest to God, he plays the game. I'm not, in no way am I comparing him to primetime. But he plays the game with a lot of swag now. Like, his break on the ball, it's elite. It's an elite break. Now, I remember when the Cowboys took him in the fifth round. Like, you know, everybody in Dallas, like, are you going to draft a running back? You're going to draft a running back. And they were thinking about it. But they saw this Kalen Carson, and they're like, we can't pass this kid up. He's too good. He's too aggressive. His breaks on the ball are elite. And he really stood out opposite Trayvon Diggs on the other side. And, you know, Jordan Lewis. I mean, that's their three corners right there, and they were excellent. You know, and then Donovan Wilson came, and he's blasting people. Like, this defense flew to the ball. And just in Watson, Deshaun looked awful. He looked awful. He looked like the speed was just – he was moving too fast. The tackles were getting beat badly, and he was reading the rush. Like, all he did was keep looking at Micah and then moving. So Dallas's defense, hats off. That was an impressive performance. And then, look, we knew that the Chargers would be different. We didn't know exactly how. But this is what you know. Like, the Bo Schembechler, pro forma. Like, that game plan, it never ages. It always is in style. Run the ball. Play stout defense. Okay? Kick field goals. Don't beat yourself. Like, this formula works. And they took the Raiders apart. But the area that stood out for me, like, obviously Khalil Mack has got splash plays. Joey Bosa had splash plays. They were really good. And you go look up the highlights and all. The thing that stood out to me was their defensive tackle play. Like, when you look at Agbania inside, you look at Morgan Fox inside, you go through the list of defensive tackles. Like, it was really, really impressive. And how they played. Early in the game, the Raiders went for it on third and one, on fourth and one, and they got stuffed. They got stuffed, and they got kind of talked out of it. Matlock was in there. I mean, all five defensive tackles rotated in there. They all made plays. And the two linebackers they started, looked much better than anything that we saw in recent years. Now, they still had problems tackling. There's still some breakdowns in coverage. But I thought inside, the toughness that they played with was evident. And then you can't not look at what Joe Alt did. Like, there was a lot of talk about, oh, let's draft Malik Nabers. Let's do wide receiver. Now, Harbaugh, his mentality, let's win up front. And so, look, Max Crosby still had a very good game, pressured, the quarterback and Herbert and hit him and sacked him. But Joe Alt was strong. I mean, I know some of Micah's rushes or some of Max's rushes are contained rushes and all that kind of stuff. And he was good in the run game and he was getting off blocks. But Joe Alt stood tall. They might have the best set of young tackles in this business. When you look at Rayshon on one side and Joe Alt on the other side, they were both very, very good. And then you got to go to Sunday night's game. Sunday night's game was just a classic. Look, the wild card game last year in Detroit was a 24-23 game, and Detroit won that game because they played great red zone defense on two possessions in the second half, and they forced the Rams to kick field goals, and they hung on and won by a point. Well, it was very, very similar on Sunday. 20-20 going into overtime, and Detroit got the ball. And they went 8 plays, 70 yards, for a 1-yard touchdown by David Montgomery. But it's not the 8 plays. 7 of the 8 plays, they ran the ball. Started with an end around to Raymond, and then Montgomery. And then you look at what happened up front. It was like the old black and blue division. They ran the ball right down the Rams' throats. 7 of the 8 plays were just runs. And they weren't trick them and dick them type runs outside of the – they just mashed them. Is David, like Zeitler at right guard, wherever that guy goes, Cincinnati, Baltimore, wherever that guy goes, the guy plays great football. He's durable, he's tough, and he's powerful. Might be one of the strongest guys in the league. And you put him and Penei Sewell on the same side, look out, because they destroyed the Rams in overtime. They ran the ball straight down the field. 60 to 70 yards were just attacking runs, and they won in overtime 26-20. Hats off to the Lions offensive line. We think they're the league's best. They look like it in overtime against the Rams. And then you can't not notice what Saquon Barkley did in Brazil. It was impressive. He had 3 touchdowns. The first one was a receiving touchdown. Really well-designed play by Kellen Moore. It was all run action, pulling the guard and faking the inside zone and then just getting the linebackers to just get their eyes frozen for a second. And Saquon, beat the linebacker McDuffie to the corner, and Jalen threw a perfect throw. And then just you look at the fourth quarter and you watch the Eagles line, Mekhi Becton and, two new starters, with Juergens and Becton inside. They were tremendous, especially in the fourth quarter. Lane Johnson, tremendous. Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mailata, like they – owned the fourth quarter. It was a great game, but Saquon was unreal. And really, if they want to score there at the very end and kind of run it up a little bit on Green Bay, they're down the 1-yard line. They could give it to Saquon for his fourth touchdown. They didn't need to do it, so they didn't do it. But Saquon was really impressive. Over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, catching the ball. Everything that we thought Saquon could be, he was. He got some great runways with an offensive line that's the best he's ever played behind. And I got to tell you, Mekhi Becton, I know he's had injuries. I know he's had problems. He's playing guard for the first time in his whole life. He is a powerful man. If he can stay on the field, if he can stay healthy, this line will challenge Detroit's maybe for the best in the league. I'm sure Kansas City will be up there. And, there's some really good ones. But early in the season right now, Mekhi Becton, early returns, great pickup. Stoutland University, they look great up front. And then let's go to Atlanta, because T.J. Watt, it was unreal. Look, the sack fumble that he has, honestly, it's called offsides. Like, he's reading Drew Dowman, the center. And on the second bob, he takes off, and he beats the snap, but not because he was early. The ball's moving, T.J.'s moving. And he turns the corner on Caleb McGarry, and he punches the ball out. It's a sack fumble. And, it's a race, but forget it. The run game, the pass game, the splash plays. The guy is a one-man wrecking crew. He is a phenomenal player. And, look, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, like the three of them, They got three monsters coming off the edge. That was an ass whipping. Bijan Robinson did nothing. Kirk Cousins, like, did nothing. Like, they couldn't do anything on offense. Like, Cam Hayward, you look at what they did on defense. It was a beatdown in Atlanta. And, look, Justin Fields got to start, okay? They're playing without their left guard. You know, Isaac Seumalo. I mean, they've got – look, they did enough. They did enough on offense. But defensively, T.J. Watt, maybe he just wants that Defensive Player of the Year award right now. Maybe he doesn't want to wait for 18 weeks to get it because that's how he played. He was – like his ability to dip and rip and get underneath people and to the quarterback is as good as there is in this whole business. He was tremendous. And then, you know, Baker was unreal. But honestly, they were great up front on the offensive line. Graham Barton is an elite player. Like his ability to get to the second level, his ability to walk guys off the ball, their offensive line, you know, with Ben Bredesen at left guard and Tristan Wirfs at left tackle, like they played really, really well. Baker had a lot of just clean throws, clean, untouched throws, unobstructed throws, throws the four touchdowns, two to Evans. By the way, I think that's number 86 and 87. Maybe I have it wrong. Maybe 86 and 87 career right now. Anyways, he might be the best red zone target that we have seen since Randy Moss. Like he's almost unstoppable. But, you know, Godwin was great. The rookie Jalen McMillan was great. Bucky Irving, the other rookie. I mean, you look at Graham Barton. Jalen McMillan catches his first touchdown pass. Bucky Irving leads the team in rushing. Pops a big 30-plus yard run in the fourth quarter. Like those three rookies were impressive for the Bucs against Washington. So I would say that, you know, Baker had a lot of clean. Now, and when literally, when the things did break down and Dan Quinn did send pressure and he had to get out of harm's way, he was excellent at escaping the rush. Excellent at escaping the rush and then either running, sliding, getting first downs, or extending plays and making good throws, you know, one after another. But that, I said that the Bucs would be a problem, that they were going to be a very good team. I didn't know quite how quickly these rookies were going to establish themselves and contribute. It's 1 week. Rookies have to figure out how to play this season. It's a long season. But early returns on three rookies in offense, starting with Graham Barton, they were excellent. And just one more real quick. I was in Indianapolis. When you watch Anthony Richardson play, it's like watching Aaron Judge go to the plate. You don't know what you're going to see, honestly. Like, yeah, he made some mistakes. He did, especially a red zone interception, ill-advised. He missed A.D. Mitchell on two home run balls that could have swung the – but he kept him in the game and it made it a game. Like, his ability to just make splash spectacular plays is unreal. And when he gets everything together, he's – what has he got, 14 starts in his whole life? Like, whatever. I mean, you look at 13 in Florida – four last year, or five, I don't know, maybe 16, 18 starts. I mean, he's barely played, but gosh, was he exciting to watch. On the other side, Joe Mixon, 30 carries, 160 yards, a touchdown. You know, Stephon Diggs, the touchdown catch, two touchdown catches. Like those two additions to this offense, that just makes this team even that much better. And they needed it because Anthony Richardson put up big points and a big score. They needed all of it from Mixon and from Diggs in order to pull that game out. But C.J. Stroud picked up right where he left off as the offensive rookie of the year. The guy is just outstanding. He just knows where to go with the ball, knows how to scan a defense and find the open man and deliver it with one beautiful pass after another. Anyways, that's been the best football show. I'll be back with you many times this week. I'm still getting through a lot of these games. I've seen one side of the ball. I've got to go watch the other side of the ball. All those kind of things right now. A lot more to see. A lot more to watch. Got a big game tonight to break down between the Jets and the 49ers. We'll get to it at some point this week, tomorrow, Wednesday, whenever. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Tune in. Tell all your friends. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. The best football show. Thanks for watching.